Welcome to the Reasonable Faith Virtual Chapter Podcast. My name is Matt Bilyeu. This podcast has the audio portions of our discussions on a Discord server. I certainly recommend joining that server so that you can join in the discussion and see the slides. You can find a link to the server in the show notes. You can also email me at matt.bilyeu, that's B as in boy, I-L-Y-E-U, at reasonablefaith.org. That's matt.bilyeu at reasonablefaith.org. I look forward to chatting with you. Now, what about objections? Well, there's one that some people put forward. I've heard a variation of it recently on the server, and that's, what if the values the possible range of values is much smaller than you're accounting for? You know, so what if they're kind of forced into this bottleneck of a life-permitting universe? Now, normally this is used in conjunction with saying that the specific values that they have is necessary. And what I mean by necessary is it could not possibly be different. So if you say, well, how do you know it's possible they're different? Well, if it's not possible that they're different, then it's necessary that they are what they are. And so normally it's that the specific values that they are necessary. Recently on the server and stuff, I've seen people saying, well, what if it's a range? It's not a specific value, but it's a range. It's the same idea. I mean, whether your range spans one number or whether it spans many numbers, it's the same idea of there being something to force it into that range. And Luke Barnes actually gave three responses to that objection, which I think are very helpful. So the first one is that this just pushes it back one step without answering it. And the problem here is basically you're supposing that there's something that's forcing these numbers into this bottleneck, right, or into these ranges. Well, then we would have the same fine-tuning question. Why is it pushing these values into these numbers instead of some other numbers? Or into these, life-permitting ranges instead of some other ranges? And so we still have the same issue. There's many more different numbers it could have forced them into than the ones that it does. And so I'm not sure that it actually answers the question at all. And in this case, the explanation is on the other side of the phenomenon. What I mean by that is you're saying that the values are, because they're so they're specified, because they're so rare, that therefore we think that they must have had to have been rare, but we don't have an explanation for that. Whereas if we have a theistic explanation, then God would be prior to the numbers having their values. And so we'd have some explanation from before. If you're saying, well, it's something that existed before, well, then it seems like we're kind of agreeing on the theistic implications. You're just saying you're not sure it's intelligent, or perhaps that. So it's unclear exactly how this is an objection that's going to stick, because it either just is the theistic implication. I mean, that's what we're saying. We're saying God forced them into these values, or it's just unclear exactly how it is an objection. But number two, what Barnes has said is that the values aren't determined by the laws of physics. They're plugged into them. And so you saw at that beginning slide where we plugged G into the equation that gave these predictions. G doesn't come out of the equation. It's not that you can sit down with pen and paper and give me G and give me what G must be. And that's actually what one of the things Luke Barnes said is, if you're going to say that the value is necessary, or that a range of values is necessary, then what I'm going to expect you to do is to be able to get down with a pen and paper and show me a proof that tells me that what this value must be, without having to observe it. But in the case of these values, we have to go and observe them in order to get them. They're not things that we can just work out on paper. And then number three, he points out that this could work for any probable result given a theory. So it's sort of like a move that works a little too much, because he basically said that he could come up with any theory he wants. And, a critic could say, well, hey, your theory, if your theory is true, then X result that we have here is really improbable, but here's X, and so that seems to work against your theory. And he could just say, X is necessary on my theory, so I win. And obviously there's something wrong with that sort of approach to just punt to necessity in order to avoid those sorts of things. And so that basically does it for the presentation. I hope that's a good introduction to the fine-tuning argument. Obviously a whole lot more could be said than I can do here in about 15 minutes. But basically, the claim that I'm making is that it is rational for someone to look at fine-tuning and infer God's existence. And so somebody who would be a pro for that would say, yes, that's a rational move to make. Whether or not you're going to make that move is there's a lot of things that factor into that. But the point is that you think that this is a rational move for somebody to make. And the con would be to say, well, no, that's not rational. You've made a mistake in your reasoning in some way.